This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we are less than a week, less than half a week, I think, maybe at this point, just a handful of days away from the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
We tell you,
yeah, it's exciting, man. People are jazzed up. They're getting prepped. They're getting their stuff together. They're checking over their lists, checking it twice.
Pre-party.
Get pre-party. I hear some people are even going up there earlier than Monday. So there's that. But the event starts Monday. It goes through Sunday. So the 20th through the 26th, that's when it's officially happening.
That's correct.
There's going to be so much going on. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's an event that is just chock full of liberty-minded people getting together all in the same place, the beautiful Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire, the White Mountains. It's so pretty to just be there. If you were there just by yourself, it would be a good time just because it's beautiful. But you're going to be there with hundreds of other, maybe even 1,000, like-minded, liberty-oriented people, which just takes it, the experience, you know, through the moon. It's incredible. And
that's what makes it the experience.
Yeah.
Being in the mountains is beautiful, and in nature, and getting back to sort of a simpler sort of life. Of course, that's refreshing, and that's wonderful. But the people there make it a community. So it's not just nature, but it's a nature. It's nature. It's canature.
Canature.
Yeah.
People coming from all around. It's an international event. I know that there's a band guy who's coming in from Canada.
That's right.
As I understand
there's
it,
always Lindy somebody from Europe, Europe, always somebody from you know, pretty much all the continent.
Australia.
Actually, over at the KAC, we have a visitor from Portugal.
Incredible. And I know for a fact.
That's Europe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know for a fact there's a guy from Australia who's on his. He's already over in the U.S. He's traveling around the U.S. now on his way up to
two continents down.
Yeah. So it's incredible. It's a great time. People love freedom. They get together. They hang out in the woods. There's partying. There's family fun activities. There's going to be contests, games, I mean, musical performances, karaoke. It's going to be a blast. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more, PORCFEST.com. You can use our discount code to save some money, save 20%. It's Free Talk Live. Run all those words together. And actually, we've got somebody on the line here who apparently was going to be at Porkfest, but I guess, unfortunately, something came up. J. Neil Shulman, a fairly widely renowned author, if I'm not mistaken. J. Neil, are you with us?
I am with you, and thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, welcome. Why couldn't you make it to Porkfest this year?
Well, I'm pretty porky myself, and unfortunately, the round-trip first-class tickets, which Porkfest would have had to pay for to get me there, was a little beyond their range.
Wow, I see. Hmm.
But however, the Silver Circle people, Pasha Roberts and Megan Renifrey, are going to be screening my movie, Lady Magdalene's, which I wrote, produced, and directed. And it's going to be Wednesday in the media room, just before you guys, from 5 to 7 p.m. And
what is this movie?
I'd like to call in right after the screening to do Q&A.
We might be able to do that. It all depends on how things are going at that time. But what is, because we kind of just fly by the seat of our pants when it comes to Porkfest.
That's about right.
As we normally do. But what is this movie? I've never heard of it.
Lady Magdalene's, first of all, it stars Nichelle Nichols, who you'll remember as the original Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's a suspense comedy, the theme of which is how government is entirely incompetent in protecting anybody in the war on terror. And it's about a federal agent who has to turn to the gun-toting madam of a legal Nevada brothel and several of her prostitutes to be able to figure out an Al-Qaeda plot centering around one of the girls at the brothel.
So is she the madam then?
Nichelle Nichols plays Lady Magdalene, Maggie, yes.
Right.
And, you know, people don't know that before she even went on Star Trek, Nichelle was renowned as a singer. She had been discovered by Duke Ellington and was, you know, pretty much considered the toast of Paris before she, before Gene Roddenberry roped her into Star Trek. And Nichelle sings three songs in the movie, including a live performance of Rahab the Harlot, before an audience in the parking lot of the Pahrump Nugget Casino.
So then, does it qualify as a musical?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of music in it, but it's not a musical. It's a suspense comedy. It's sort of like, you know, maybe like a Hitchcockian type of suspense thriller, like something like The Man Who Knew Too Much, which, as you recall, had Doris Day singing in it.
Now, what's your role, Jane Neal? Are you the author? Are you, you know, the writer of the movie, the director? I mean, what do you do there?
Yes, to all of the above. I wrote the movie, I produced the movie, I directed the movie, I play an Al-Qaeda terrorist in the movie, and I wrote several of the songs.
Wow, that's incredible.
So what can people expect from their experience when they go see it here, 5 to 7 on Wednesday at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Right in the media room, yes. What they can expect is just a lot of good, clean, libertarian fun.
Well, it's not the only movie that's debuting as well. I believe also Libertopia, which is a film about the Free State Project, a documentary film, will be debuted, I believe, at Porkfest. And,
right, and of course, the Silver Circle people are going to be showing a rough cut of what they have of Silver Circle.
Yeah, I heard about that as well, and I feel like I'm forgetting something. I feel like there's one more.
Guns and Weed?
Guns and Weed, which is a fine, fine film from Nima Vedati and Michael Dean out west. Good stuff. Hey, Jane Neal, thanks for the call tonight.
One question, though, before you go on. Jane Neal, Alongside Night is your famous sort of libertarian novel. Could you tell me real quick about it? I've heard about it for years, but I don't know anything else.
Well, the first thing I need to tell you about Alongside Night is that over 281,000 people have downloaded the free 30th anniversary PDF edition from www.alongsidenight.net. And hopefully some of your listeners, maybe even you, will want to do the same thing. Since, if I didn't mention it before, it's free.
Yeah, free's a good way to get your books, no doubt. So,
Alongside Night, it's one of those libertarian books which just goes back all the way. It first came out October 16th, 1979, with endorsements on it from Milton Friedman right after he'd won the Nobel Prize in Economics, and Anthony Burgess, who wrote A Clockwork Orange, and Congressman Ron Paul endorsed the 30th anniversary edition, and Glenn Beck raved about it on his radio show, even though he couldn't get the title right.
You know, I have to say, Jane Neal, it's refreshing to hear an author who is willing to give away his product. I mean, that's refreshing in this day and age where some people are still trying to kind of grasp a hold of this concept of intellectual property as though it's somehow...
Well, things are changing on the Internet, and unfortunately, if you don't give it away, somebody can give it away for you if you don't want them to.
I think it's good to see people embracing a kind of a new model of distribution, and I really appreciate that.
Actually, I'm one of the first people who endorsed that back in the 1980s. I started one of the first commercial ebook companies called SoftServe, and then in 1995 I started a pulpless.com, and we pretty much pioneered the commercial ebook, but I never really got to use the business model which I used with Alongside Night, which is to fill the book with display advertising and then give it away for free.
Incredible. And it's working out for you? I mean, when did you start doing that?
Almost exactly 2 years ago, we released the 30th anniversary edition of Alongside Night on June 13th, 2009. And as I say, we've had over 200, I haven't checked it today, but as of a couple of days ago, it was 281,600 downloads.
Awesome. That's a real success story. Yeah, it's always interesting to hear people.
And for your listeners, the reason why people are so interested in Alongside Night is that it was science fiction when it came out in 1979, but it's not science fiction now. It's about the pending economic collapse of the United States due to hyperinflation.
Can't happen soon enough. Thanks, Jane Neal Shulman, and I appreciate your call tonight, and good luck with the screening.
250,000 downloads is stunning.
At Porkfest. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is you want and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we've got all kinds of stuff to discuss with you. Of course, you can take control of news I guess there's an update out of Orlando. We told you about the folks that have been arrested down there, 15 people as of the last report.
Oh, wow.
Been arrested for feeding people.
Wow, that's heinous.
Now that number has increased by about 33%. 1-800-259-9231. So they are continuing the crackdown in Orlando. We'll give you some details. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and follow emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's all free, of course. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of radio, and here's a podcast that you're going to really enjoy, verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins has a way of getting inside your head and making you feel good. I listen to this podcast because it makes me feel better. If I'm stressed or having a bad day, I've got verbal surgeries that are downloaded. I'll download the new one. You can go to verbalsurgery.com and do it yourself. We love our listeners. Listen to this podcast, verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy that you did.
All right. So the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, an update from Orlando. The crackdown happening there for people or against people who are just trying to feed hungry folks. But first, we go to Kenny, listening in Florida. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Kenny, the player's in the house. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Kenny. Haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind tonight?
It's been a little minute. Have you all seen the new X-Men movie?
Negative.
I wanted to see it, but just couldn't, you know, get time away from the family.
You made time for Thor, though. You like that one, right?
Thor was good, but X-Men followed it so closely mm-hmm. that it just kind of seemed, you know, inappropriate.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the philosophies of Professor X and Magneto.
Okay.
And basically, they have to, they want to reach the same goal, the prosperity for mutants, but they go about it in two different ways, as to where Professor X is the state, has the status attitude, work through the system, you know, mm-hmm. do it for the common good, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Magneto pretty much says, leave us alone, or there's going to be a price to pay. What do you all think, who do you all think is the bad guy?
Well, I presume, I don't know. Mark, you're the comic book guy.
Magneto's definitely the bad guy as far as Marvel Universe goes.
Yes, portrayed as such, yes.
But does he use violence? I mean,
absolutely. Yes.
Then he's the bad guy.
In the cartoon, yes, he does. But with the exception of movie one, he really doesn't aggress. It's really people coming after him, and he has the attitude of, I'm going to get them before they get me.
I still think he's the bad guy. And that's not because I used to be in that kind of position. I used to think that that was okay, that it was all right to, you know, take as many of them out as before they get me.
They're all private for my cold, dead fingers.
Right, because I was keenly aware of all of the violence inherent in the system and all of the peaceful people that it aggressed against, and the people calling themselves government were constantly and as part of their jobs hurting peaceful people, and that really upset me. And I knew that they could target me anytime they wanted to, and I didn't like that idea, and I didn't like that they were targeting millions of people and hurting them and destroying their families. And I felt like, you know, the only solution, because I didn't think that the political system was very effective, and I was very frustrated by that, and I figured the only solution must be to, you know, just take out as many as you possibly can. I changed my mind about that, thank goodness, because otherwise I might be dead right now. And but I changed my mind about it after I came into a community full of liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project that is growing. There are constantly more people moving up here. A new guy moved into Keene just this past weekend. I believe that somebody's moving in here today, if I'm not mistaken, but there's a gentleman who's he's some very tasty desserts that he likes to make that's going to be moving in, from what I understand. And so more new people moving in here a lot, all of the time, every single year. That gives hope where there previously for me was none. But I would have been the bad guy if I had attacked them. And I could use the excuse. At any time, I could use the excuse. Well, they're hurting people. Well, they're threatening me.
Or they were threatening you.
Right. Well, they're always threatening you. There's a tax bill due every single year.
The thing is that violence, whoever uses the violence, instantly becomes the villain in the eyes of so many people, because mm-hmm. people are sympathetic with the victim. People are sympathetic with the person who is hurt. And if the state comes at you with violence, then they look like the bad guys. But as soon as you cross the state, or you start, defending yourself from the state, or however you wish to phrase it or term it, you instantly, because of the indoctrination that these people are above the law, these people are special, that as soon as you use violence against them or in defense of yourself, you are instantly seen as a crazy person and written off to a certain extent, because the society at large does not accept violence as a solution, except when the special people use it. Now, that culture needs to change.
Right, but this is where the people who are being aggressed against don't have an upper hand, as to where we talking about in the Marvel Universe, mutants, I mean, human beings can't really come after mutants. They have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like,
But we do have the upper hand. No, we do have the upper hand. The problem is that these humans, those of us who are being aggressed against, are usually not willing to do anything about the fact that they have the upper hand. If you look at the numbers, we've got way more on our side than they have on their side. The aggressors are a minority. It's just that they get away with it because people have been brainwashed and they're docile and they're not willing to take risks like non-cooperation and civil disobedience. That's the key right there. I mean, if Magneto or whatever and his X-Men were using their powers to like bend the rifles of the people that were coming after them, or you know, but make
honestly,
it so,
this isn't too far from what occurs, right? But then the authorities, the humans, keep on moving the aggression forward,
correct?
And then to the point that you've got to take their nuclear weapon and shove it back up the Capitol building and detonate it there in order to get them to stop,
correct?
Because like, I mean,
did it get them to stop?
It never does.
No.
This is the point that Magneto's drawn to. He
right.
says that Homo Superius, or Superior, or whatever the heck he calls himself, the mutants, has to supplant Homo Sapien. Because Homo Sapien is such a destructive being. And that there's really nothing that you can do but take the vermin and throw pieces of metal through.
Right, well, he does have sort of a... I guess a sort of ethnocentric sort of ideology and seeing the mutants as a certain ethnicity above and beyond the humans. Maybe they're a different species, whatnot. But he does have that sort of xenophobic quality about him. And maybe it's because, you know, they've done him wrong and all this stuff. Of course, we're speculating about comic books, so it's kind of amusing. We can speculate all we want.
Yeah, but it's all about speculation.
Right.
I say, look, if I had the powers of Magneto and somebody came to my house to aggress against me, it probably wouldn't go well for them. And then whomever they called and whatever they drove up in.
Well, my point is basically the advancement of technology. You know, what if... You know, it was 200 years ago, and we had bayonets, and we were being aggressed against with by Indians with bows and arrows. I mean, they pretty much wouldn't get that far now, would they?
I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rather have a bow and arrow against a bayonet. Anyway.
Well, whatever they
must be,
whatever
gun,
they call those guns
true.
Or whatever.
The Gatling
just,
guns.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, look, man, I get it. And I don't think that there's anything inherently morally wrong with defending yourself against an aggressor.
Well, it's a practicality standpoint. And in a Marvel universe where there is no the practicality standard has changed, I have to say that, well, you know, when the circumstances change, practicality changes.
But generally, I'm opposed to violence because it makes you look like the bad guy. Thanks for the call. And we're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now it's almost here. Huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge sale starts this Saturday. True Wilderness, an urban survival company. The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866 404 3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you would like. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And the website is freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. We got a broadband stream and a dial-up stream, and they're available 24/7. So any old time you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can accomplish that there. You'll also learn more about our different listening, our alternatives, like our great radio stations, 104 of them across the country that you can tune in at various times throughout the week and listen to Free Talk Live that way. Our satellite listening options, you can get us on XM, on two different XM channels, as well as our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your affordable e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So we had Kenny on the line there in Florida, and he had brought up this question about the X-Men, I guess the Magneto character versus Professor X and their philosophies, and one of them is ostensibly someone who supports the kind of working within the system, the other one not so much, and one is a very, you know, apparently uses violence in defense of himself, and maybe a little further than that. I don't know. I've not seen the movie.
Oh, he's certainly done that. I mean, they've changed the Magneto character. The Magneto character's been around since the 60s, I mm-hmm. think, and maybe even farther than that, but I think it was the 60s.
So which character are we talking about? The one that's of today?
The movie character is different than, you know, the old...
Yeah.
head of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Yeah, there's a couple different storylines, and there are storylines, there are brand new storylines that involve like grouping together other comic book acts, and so they go on these journeys and they do these things together in this universe that's created for that. So there's a lot of different storylines. I think the keys that I remember about Magneto was that he and Xavier were friends early on, before when Xavier could walk, I guess. They were friends and like growing up, and you know, they had this friendship about, you know, the situation, and then they both sort of were put in a predicament with the mutant and the state coming after them, and they chose different paths.
And became arch enemies.
Yes, that's the idea. Yeah. It's comic books for you.
It's great stuff.
And you can kind of take Professor Xavier as Martin Luther King Jr., although more inside the system than MLK ever was, frankly, but the softer side, and you can take Magneto as the Malcolm X character, and you know, maybe even harder. There's certainly the old Magneto was evil, and the new Magneto's kind of you know, pressured, I guess is the way to look at it. But you know, I have had this sort of issue with the idea of these the superhero universe. I, you know, at night before I would go to bed for a very long time, I would tell myself superhero stories where I was the superhero. And
nice.
You can believe that I was fighting the state in its various ways, you know. And yeah, when you look at things from the point of view of, you know, having superpowers, you just don't have them. You know, I mean, I will often kid on the air that I've got limited mind control abilities because, you know, I can be a little convincing when I talk to people, especially face to face. But nobody's got superpowers. And the idea that you even entertain this with yourself can be very frustrating, sort of in, you know, destroying your inner peace. Because one of the main storytelling tools in comic books and mini stories is violence. You know, if comic books would be nothing without the bam, whop, kapow of socking the bad guy.
I mean, all stories have to have conflict.
One thing, violence is another.
Right.
But you know, the solution to the conflict in comic books is fighting. Mm-hmm. You don't see them working it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they do work it out, it's after
fighting.
10 pages of fighting. So, you know, I mean, for me, that's one thing I had
to put... It's always a reluctant truce, right?
I had to put aside, you know, for a while there, I tried to use, well, I'll just use mind control instead, because it's not a violent, it's not the ability to blow somebody up or Wolverine claws or whatever it is the other stuff is. Wolverine claws must be really horrible to imagine. Can you imagine all you've got as a superpower is just cutting people into ribbons, like turning them into hamburger. But, you know, mind control, a little easier. Obviously, if you could control minds, you could control the world very, very quickly. And Professor Xavier is a powerful character. But for me, this is a rabbit hole down which one can go, and it sucks your peace.
1-800-259-9231. You know, I'm glad he brought it up because there's an update on the self-immolation case we told you about last night. And it has to do with the perspective on violence that I think deserves to be discussed a little further. We'll get to that here in a moment. But Greg is in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Greg?
Not much. But we're looking forward to being at Quartz Fest next Saturday.
Excellent. And you're going up Saturday? Or are you going up, you mean for the weekend?
Pretty sure I'm going to be there for, like, Saturday.
Oh, man. Well, whatever you can do is worth it. I think it's worth it because it's a blast. Are you going to be able to stay the night at least on that night?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay the night.
All right, cool.
That's the plan.
Yeah, because it is a long drive. I mean, it's going to be kind of silly to drive up for 2 hours and then leave. So if you can stay for one night, that's worth the trip.
Yeah,
sure.
that's the plan. So, I want to call two real quick things. Number one, minor, but, you know, I was in town in Boston last night for the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup. And I want to talk about the ridiculous police presence over that. So I kind of understand the police being spread through the city because riots can happen. But something happened that didn't make sense to me, which was that the mayor issued an order that none of the bars could let anyone in after the end of the second period. And then the bars all had to cover their windows with paper and, like, black bags so people on the street couldn't see the TVs inside the bar.
What?
Yeah, it's really bizarre to me. And the end result was, you know, just angry people swearing in the street because they couldn't get in anywhere to see the last period of the game.
Wow,
so.
That's crazy. Yeah. Let's instigate a riot.
Well,
we don't want a riot,
yeah.
but let's create one.
It's very interesting, this whole sports thing, because it amazes me how people will riot when they're happy about a win.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, it just doesn't fit into my understanding of the world. It's just an entirely different thing. And, I mean, what does someone do in order to handle this issue? I mean, you know, here you are, you're the government. What's the best thing the government can do? Leave them alone? They've done that. They riot. Crack down on them? They do that. They riot. I've heard suggestions that keep them in the stadium for the next 6 hours. Don't let them leave. I mean, incarcerate. Essentially. I don't even know.
How about you just leave it up to the property owners to figure out what to do?
They'll be shooting people.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't get the whole ordering bars not to let people in after the second period. That was strange. But the other thing I wanted to bring up real quick was an update on the corruption trials going on in Cleveland.
What corruption trials?
So in Cleveland for the past over 2 years now, there's been pretty massive corruption investigation going on. I think over 50 people have already pled guilty, and what's happening now is the people who refuse to plead guilty have been going to trial. And the two judges were implicated in this, and both judges pleaded not guilty. And last week, the second of the two judges was found guilty of corruption, and it was great, actually, because if you go to cleveland.com/countyincrisis, you can listen to the wiretaps. And actually, if I have time this weekend, I might make a short clip of the best parts of these wiretaps and get it to you guys. But if you listen to the wiretaps, the county auditor called up Stephen Terry, the judge, and gave him two case numbers of a friend and asked him to rig the case in exchange for political favors, which
Man.
The judge did, and admitted to on the phone.
Incredible.
Makes a lot of sense.
Greg, thanks for the call. See you at Porkfest. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Speaking of court, there's an update on a man who set himself ablaze yesterday here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right. So you can, of course, bring up anything. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you for free. Now, if you appreciate that and you would like to, for instance, support the show because the site's free, you can join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is that you send us $3 a month, we give you some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcasts and more. And not only do you get those perks, but we'll take that $3 and we'll reinvest it into the show. It's not going to paychecks. It is going back into advertising Free Talk Live to new radio stations, advertising Free Talk Live online, and generally expanding the reach of the ideas of freedom to as many ears as possible. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. You can use any major credit card via PayPal or your Visa or MasterCard right there on our secure website over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got an update in the case we told you about last night, the self-immolation case, and we'll bring
that means he set himself on fire.
Yeah, well, you're right, Mark. It is important. That's not a common term, thankfully, because it's not too common that people set themselves on fire. We'll give you an update on that here in a moment, but actually, we've got somebody on the AMP lines, and it's an unscreened call because, well, I didn't have a chance to screen it. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Mark, hi, Ian. Hi, JJ. This is Kurt from Michigan.
Awesome. Kurt from Michigan. He who is the audio guru, technical wizard of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, thank you very much, but you put together that radio show there in the middle of nowhere so.
Yeah. My radio show is, come on now, you're completely downing yourself.
If something goes wrong, Kurt, we're calling you.
Yeah.
You understand that.
My radio show requires like a couple of blinking boxes, one phone line, and a power supply. You've got so many things.
Speakers, lights.
You've got major.
What do you got that's new this year, Kurt?
Professional mixing boards. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've tripled the size of my light show.
Whoa.
I've got 24 cans.
Tripled the size? Are you going to need an 18-wheeler to get all that equipment up there?
You know what? I thought my 6x12 trailer would be enough, but I've totally packed the minivan full, too.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, you know, what killed me is I don't know where to get to-go, like clamshells, you know, restaurant to-go containers in New Hampshire. So in order for me to have enough there, because I'm also financing the salad station. So in order for you to have enough product there to sell, I mean, obviously I can't sell product if there's nothing in it, or if I don't have anything to put it in.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have
so
it.
I had to buy 3,000 containers just in case. So that's what's taking up all the real estate.
Damn!
Wow.
That's incredible.
Well, I want to be prepared, you know.
Yeah, you got
it. You know, I got a good deal on salad dressing. I'm bringing 200 bottles of salad dressing.
Whoa.
You know, I want to sell some salads.
You are serious about this pork fest, man.
I guess Kurt's one of those kind of guys you can just dangle a deal in front of. He'll snap it up. Use helicopters.
Yeah. I might do that.
Consumables are good, though, because people keep coming back for more if it's tasty. Use helicopter, you can only sell so many of those.
Am I the first guy on his way to Pork Fest already this year?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. You're the first guy to call Free Talk Live to announce that you're on the way to
Pork
Fest.
Are you on the road right now, Kurt?
I'm on the road right now.
All right.
I'm 70 miles from Erie, PA right now. So.
Oh, man. You'll be here before you know it, then.
Yes.
So are you going straight up to the campsite, or are you going to kind of tour around the southern portion of the state?
Well, you know, I've got my trailer in tow, and one of the things that I have to do for the salad station is make sure that I have two refrigerators. So I'll be touring the state for Saturday and Sunday looking for two refrigerators off of Craigslist.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, you've got your hands full, dude.
I've been off, I think, exactly as much as I can chew.
That's amazing to me that anybody can handle that level of responsibility. I'm just wondering, do I have my tent? Do I have my sleeping bag?
For the people who don't know...
Luckily, I'm in a motel.
Well, for the people who don't know, Kurt is running the lights and sort of the main stage at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He's also... you've got some equipment maybe on the jazz hall, too. But just running just running the main stage alone. And two drum sets. So just running the main stage alone and having to do with all the acts and speakers and lighting setups that's a full-time
job. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got a friend of mine who I brought last year, Andrew, who's got mad culinary skills. So I told him that, you know, once we get to Pork Fest, I'll do all the logistics. I'll make sure you got food to cut. But I can't help you cut it.
Yep.
And we're going to split the profit half and half, you know. So
that's fantastic.
He's getting a good deal, and I'm getting a good deal, and hopefully everybody will be able to eat good salads as well as make the profit.
That's good, because I know that I was talking with a young lady from Pork Fest last year, and she was saying that was something that was missing from Pork Fest, was some sort of salad station. And so it sounds like, again, the gaps are being filled. There's more food providers this year than there were last year. And, of course, we're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening all next week, Monday through Sunday, so the 20th through the 26th. And you don't have to pack a thing as far as food. You can. I mean, you can bring
a
cooler.
No, but it's a true free market experience where the vendors bring what they think will sell, and they take chances. They take risks bringing certain items, and now Kurt is filling a niche that wasn't filled last year, sort of a market response. And so
the
we'll
market
see.
Speaks, I listen.
That's right, and so we'll see how successful you are with your new venture here. And as always, thank you for helping out with the lighting and sound.
You know, it's my pleasure. I'm so on board with the cause. I love it. I think that the way it not only what you want to achieve, you know what. People in the Free State Project want to achieve, but the way they want to achieve it as well is what attracted me the most.
Kurt, great, man. Thanks. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you about words.
Words, please.
Yes. I'd like to talk to you about what you think about the word citizen.
Okay. Are you asking, or you want to talk to me about that?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like for you to refresh everybody's, in Ringoland, your thoughts on the word citizen.
Well, I don't think it's real. I mean, it's a concept that people believe in it, but they only believe in it because they've been told over and over again that it's true. Oh, you're a U.S. citizen. Well, because you were born here, you're a U.S. citizen. Well, that's not true, because if you look at the legal definition and the regular definition of citizen, it's essentially the same. The definition is that a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, meaning that they give up some freedom, they will be allied with the government, they will do as they are told in return for, they'll pay what they're told to pay, they'll do what they're told to do in return for the idea that the government will protect them, in return for some actual service of protection from, you know, the boogeyman out there. And it turns out that the government doesn't protect you. The government protects itself. The government isn't interested in keeping you safe unless it's beneficial somehow to the government to do that. And so if the government people do not protect you, you cannot sue them. People have tried this, and they have failed miserably because the court systems
The Supreme Court has ruled again and again that there's no obligation to protect. There's no obligation not only to protect, but there's no obligation, period. There's no obligation to provide you with Medicare. There's no obligation to provide you with a retirement. There's right. no obligation to provide you with a job.
The only obligation exists on your side. You've got to pay whatever they demand.
Right. So, therefore, that means that the idea of a citizen is null and void because there is no there's no equitable trade. There's no agreement in the first place. It's all just a myth.
All this in spite of the fact that most people define their relationship with their government as being citizens?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little slipperier than Ian is on this particular topic. I'll use the term citizen as it behooves me at the time. I'll pull the Ian definition game that you just heard, which is, you know, it's valid and it's cool. But I think that at times there's times to use the word when the way the sort of the general public uses it.
Mark Stevens deserves all the credit for this one, by the way. He's the one that that turned me on to it.
There's no such thing as intellectual
Absolutely.
Property.
Absolutely. Great book he's got. But I think that, and I agree with you, Ian. I agree that in spite of the fact that most people do define what they have as a relationship with their government as citizens, that we ought to, you know, try to break that down.
I completely agree. I think correcting the term citizen is as important as correcting people who talk in that collectivist speak of we did this and we're in Afghanistan and we this and that when it's not we, it's them.
Great. Now let's talk about the word anarchy.
Okay, please.
Okay, because, you know, I feel the same way about the word anarchy. You don't seem to feel it as much that way. You'd rather redefine it as being something else like voluntarism or
Well, right, because anarchy, citizen is different from anarchy in that anarchy has a violence connotation attached to it. And once you get that attached to a word, it's really poisoned at that point.
But, right. You know, they can take anything, any word. I mean, back in the 60s, they took the word peace and made it a derogatory term. You peacenik.
That's fine, but right now
hasn't been. And the other aspect to it is, you know, the thing that I keep on mentioning that no one ever wants to address is anarchy means no rule, and that's not possible because you must rule yourself. So therefore, anarchy is a fallacious word that means nothing. It's a nonsense
no,
term.
It means no government. It means no government.
It means no rule.
It means no rulers, as I understand.
Fine, you must rule yourself.
No. It is a state of no government.
You can define it any way you wish.
I prefer, but it's a negative term as well. You're saying it's no this, it's no government, and or no rules, but I prefer positive definitions. We'll come back more. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.